the Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about our U.S. debt levels and the economy. Next Friday on May 20th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, would you like to be more prosperous? If so, I'm inviting you to attend a two-week phone class on the Art of Conscious Language. It starts Monday morning, May 16th. That's next Monday. Language heavily impacts what happens in your life. And this two-week program focuses specifically on language and how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your words. As you talk to yourself and others, your words are either bringing more prosperity and abundance to you or pushing it away. So learn how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your language. These one-hour phone classes on May 16th and 23rd are also recorded. So if you have schedule challenges, you can listen to the recordings. Now, to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And there's a link at the top left of the homepage. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now, lastly, remember that you can learn about all the important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. And for just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take the most important actions. Now, you can order these with or without the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in the midst of the cycle of Mars trine Pluto, and it's associated with transforming our motivations. So in essence, the reasons we take a particular action are changing. And along with our motivations changing, our actions are changing as well. Now, with both these planets in Earth signs, we're likely to make very practical and down-to-earth changes to issues we discover or understand better now. And we may also become more aware of how our actions impact the Earth, and how those impacts to the Earth are coming full circle back to us. For example, we're having a much colder spring here in the Northwest than usual. And this is theoretically caused by the melting of the ice at the poles, which has redistributed the weight of the water on the planet. And it's also lowered the temperature of the oceans. Now, the lower ocean temperatures are now coming back to us as lower temperatures for our climate, suggesting a mini ice age may be starting. Now, situations such as this may cause us to change some of our motives and actions. Now, this cycle of Mars trine Pluto is also associated with a lot of physical energy, including sexual energy, which can be intense. So get some extra exercise if at all possible, and it will be easier to handle these energies. Mars trine Pluto is already in range. It peaks on May 20th and stays in range through May 29th. Now, next, what's coming to light at the full moon on May 17th are lots of entrenched responsibilities, confusion, or deceptions. leaders appear to be meeting behind the scenes and not revealing much, leaving the public to wonder what's really going on. Now, leaders may also be confused about where they're heading and what direction or strategy to use. The public appears to be confused and suspicious. In Congress, an unseen rabble-rouser appears to be pushing back against powerful groups. It is help from very experienced and well-regarded people. Together, they're attacking from both sides of the power group, leaving few ways out except for those groups that capitulate to change. Now, structural change is likely to be part of the resolution. In addition, there are very assertive negotiations going on at the same time, which could lead to a significant compromise on a major bill and finally get passage. Could this be the budget bill? Oh, my gosh. Time will tell. For the most part, the stock markets appear to be doing pretty well, with the exception of one area that's related to too much debt. This could be due to major debt issues in large corporations and or the U.S. government. And it might also be related to insider trading trials or other power abuses. Now, with the U.S. government on the verge of default for its treasury bonds, now would be a very good time to sell all medium and long-term treasury bonds and bills. Their value will certainly fall if Congress doesn't act immediately to increase the debt ceiling for the U.S. government. I'll talk more about these issues during the second part of this show. In addition, reconsider all corporate bonds, too, because they, too, will go down if the U.S. treasuries fail. All of this is showing up for next Tuesday's full moon. Now, while that's going on, keep in mind that beginning May 1st, we've been in range of eclipse events from the June 1st solar eclipse. Now, this eclipse energy is expansive, but that expansion also has the energies of loss, aggravation, or inhibition as part of the expansion. And it also has a secondary meaning related to rising above limitations and social conditioning or standing up for yourself. If your chart or your company's chart has planets or personal points between 7 to 15 degrees of Gemini or Sagittarius, then you will be impacted by this eclipse. So heads up. Eclipse events can occur as early as 30 days before or up to 30 days after the actual eclipse. Now, since full moons are times when everything is seen, we may see some pretty unexpected events next week. Now, next, we're now completing a cycle we encountered last summer. That's Saturn square Pluto. It's back in range, and this cycle is related to the transformation of structures, processes, businesses, and governments. Now, this is particularly true for those structures, processes, and businesses which no longer serve us or our organizations. Now, you probably know some of the structures or processes that need to be changed in your life, and they probably relate to situations that need to be rebalanced. This cycle can also include changes to Earth structures. Doggies. The cycle will not peak again, but it stays in range through July 31st. Now, remember that since Pluto is in the Earth sign of Capricorn, those structures can include business and government leaders making changes, especially when companies are bought or merged, as we just saw with Microsoft and Skype. Now, next, this is a reminder that we still have the cycle of Chiron sextile Pluto, which is an excellent opportunity to heal emotional wounds and traumas. There are several very effective and efficient methods to do this now, such as emotional freedom and healing releases, which can gently and easily release emotional issues out of the physical and emotional bodies while bypassing the mind. Now, while Chiron sextiles Pluto, we also have the opportunity to heal the earth and the oceans. So look for opportunities to do this. And you can do it in lots of ways, physically, prayer, energy work, energy tools. Choose your method and make good use of this cycle. It stays in range through September 19th, but it returns again next year. Also, remember that we're in a major earth changes cycle, which will last for the next 8 years. This is the cycle of Uranus square Pluto, which is associated with major earth changes, among other things. Now, remember, no matter where you live, we all need to prepare for major power outages, potential major earth changes, including earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, riots, asteroids, and any unexpected disruption you can think of this year. Remember, too, that this cycle is associated with revolutionary energies. Now, we're watching this in the Middle East, in Wisconsin, and plenty of places around the world, and you may even be watching this at work or in your own community, too. Those of you who were born in the mid-60s came to be social change makers, and it's time for you to step forward and do your work now. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. If you have my Good Timing Guide, then you know that May has a lot of good energy. So make good use of it. May 18th is a really good day. And if you can do it, that is one of the best days we have. And the 17th of the full moon is also a reasonably good day. So make good use of those days next week. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. So you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. Now that's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you know how our U.S. debt is impacting the economy and you? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about our U.S. debt levels and the economy. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain, give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about our U.S. debt levels and the economy. Now, just how is this situation affecting our nation's economy and your prosperity? What should you anticipate for the economy? First of all, just how big is the current U.S. debt level? Well, it's over $14 trillion. Excuse me. And it's roughly the same size as the United States' annual gross domestic product. In other words, we have borrowed as much money as the entire country makes in an entire year. And I'm going to include a link in my What's Up in the Heavens today that shows the growth of the U.S. debt over time. It shows that between 1990 and 1995, the debt increased by only $1.7 trillion in that five-year period. However, during the 5 years between 2005 and 2010, the U.S. debt increased by about $6 trillion. So it increased 3.5 times faster during the last 5 years than it did between 1990 and 1995. Now, also notice that even during 2008 through now, when we had extremely low interest rates, our debt still increased by about $5 trillion. Now, this chart shows that even when the U.S. had a surplus during the Clinton years, the amount of debt still increased. That's because of what's known as compounding for the interest. Over time, the amount of interest owed grows faster and faster. It's similar to the way a credit card works. Eventually, it reaches a point when the amount of interest owed grows so fast that the debt curve starts to go straight up. It looks like a hockey stick or a J curve. The curve goes straight up because the debt grows so fast. Now, at this point, the U.S. debt is growing so fast that I'm sure the government's intention is to forget about paying off the debt itself and just keep up with the interest payments. What will happen, though, and relatively soon, is that eventually the debt and interest combined will exceed the highest amount allowed by law for the U.S. government. That's happening next week. But they have a little wiggle room and say they will really hit the ceiling in early July. Now, at the moment, the U.S. Treasury is asking Congress to raise the legal debt ceiling so the country won't automatically default on its Treasury bonds. However, whether Congress raises that legal debt ceiling or not is really a moot point. The U.S. has no chance of paying off all that debt. Even worse, at some point, the interest for all that debt will exceed the entire U.S. budget, and then it will be a game-over situation. Now, just how does the U.S. debt impact our economy? Well, it's like a lead weight on the economy. Imagine how you'd feel if someone tied dozens of lead weights on you and dumped you in the river. You'd have a pretty hard time staying afloat. Essentially, we're asking the economy to do the same thing, and it's floundering. In addition, this enormous debt negatively impacts the value of the dollar. Now, why is that? Because the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything other than the full faith and credit of the United States government. Well, we just learned that the full faith and credit of the U.S. government is backed by more than $15 trillion of debt. So, the value of the dollar is being weighed down as well. And you've probably noticed that gasoline prices have gotten pretty high again. Food prices are increasing and so forth. Now, anytime you hear someone say something about inflation, I want you to translate that as follows. The value of the U.S. dollar is declining yet again. Now, just think about this for a moment. In 1999, when I first started telling people to buy gold, an ounce of gold was $260 per ounce. Now it's over $1,500 per ounce. Now, why has it gotten so high? Because the value of the dollar has declined so much since then. Now, just how will we get out of this mess? Is the U.S. going to default on its treasury bonds and medium-term T-bills? Very probably. Astrologically, the most likely time for this to happen will be at the end of 2011 through March 2012. But it's also possible it could happen through the end of 2012. Now, before we go there, though, I want to back up and give you a scenario that Pastor Lindsey Williams is presenting. First of all, who is Lindsey Williams? Well, he's a minister for many years, and he did missionary work during the building of the Alaskan pipeline. way back in the 1970s. Now, because of his work there, he saved the company so much money, he was invited to sit on the board of the pipeline company, and he rubbed elbows with some of the top oil men in the world for those years. He has a very interesting, incredible story to tell about an enormous discovery of oil in Alaska that has not been touched, and it won't be until the price of oil is between $150 to $200 per barrel. Now, because Lindsey William has access to some of the top elite people in the world, as he calls them, he's been given some very important information. Now, in the past, the information he was given has always been accurate, so it's worth considering his story. The scenario that Lindsey Williams presents is this. He says the elite of the world will crash the euro and the U.S. dollar by the end of 2012. In fact, he says that when the euro crashes, that you'll have 2 to 3 weeks to get out of paper money. And when all that happens, those treasury bonds and T-bills will also become worthless. So who owns most of those treasury bonds and T-bills? Well, China owns about $1 trillion of our U.S. bonds. But OPEC countries own trillions and trillions of our treasury bonds and T-bills. Now, according to Lindsey Williams, he says that the elite have instigated the civil unrest in the Middle East. Why? Because by doing so, the current leaders in all the OPEC countries will all be ousted. And once this is done and their countries' currencies collapse, the U.S. will feel no obligation to honor our treasury bonds and T-bills with the new governments for the Middle East. That's because it's likely that at least some of those new governments will be controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is associated with terrorism. So the U.S. can just say they won't do business with terrorists and fail to pay off those treasury bonds and T-bills. Now, why in the world would the elite who controls so much of the world want to crash the euro and the dollar? Well, because they eventually want to bring in their own world currency. They would replace our dollars with a different currency, and our dollars might be worth, I don't know, maybe a dime or 15 cents when they do this. And that could happen in stages, but we don't know that. It's just a guess. And what would happen as all this is going on? Our food prices would skyrocket. Our gasoline would go to $6 to $7 per gallon. Now, is this actually going to happen? Does it show up astrologically? The short answer is that this year through March 2012, astrology shows major disruptions and changes to the U.S. dollar, the U.S. Treasury, and or the U.S. banking system, including the Federal Reserve. However, I hasten to add that we can change anything with our awareness, our consciousness, and our energy. I also hasten to add that this is not a conspiracy theory. The elite have plenty of power and money, and that's been proven time and time again. There's no question that they could pull off an agenda like that. But why would they want to do that? There are actually plenty of possibilities. They would virtually get rid of the U.S. debt, and they would control the currencies of the world. Their agenda is not about more money. It's actually about more control. Now, what can you do about a potential like that? Do you feel powerless to stop it? Well, you aren't. You have much more power than you probably know. In fact, the elite became powerful because people like us unwittingly gave our power away by not using it appropriately. First of all, we can all thank the universe in advance for having already provided the most beneficial outcome for the economic situation and for the highest good of all. We don't have to know the solution to the situation. We don't even have to have a plan. We simply need to set our intention and daily thank the universe in advance for having already provided the most beneficial economic solution for the highest good of all. Now, do this for a minimum of 68 seconds per day. And it's very powerful, and it works very well. Now, second, we have to consider all such scenarios as potential possibilities that could occur to push us to a higher level of consciousness. Remember that this is the year we're supposed to develop unity consciousness. That would mean we would learn to respect others no matter what their culture, values, styles, behaviors, etc. are. We would learn that we're all one, and whatever is done to any of us is done to all of us. Now, third, it doesn't matter whether someone appears to be on the side of the dark or the light. We're all part of the same divine creation, And all of us are actually here to further the evolution of the human race. We just have different perspectives on the best way to do that. So get yourself ready for a big transition. I'm also including some links to Lindsay Williams on YouTube in my What's Up in the Heavens report today so you can learn more. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Buy gold coins or gold bars as soon as you can. Sell your stocks if you need to. There's an 80% probability that gold will double to about $3,000 by the end of March 2012, and about roughly 100% probability that it'll double by the end of 2012. Now, next Friday, on May 20th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline. And while you're there, sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. And order your 2011 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. You can call us at 877-524-8300. And that number again, 877-524-8300. 8300, and stay tuned for Marine St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood. Think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune boosting. Think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Support for the Dr. Pat Show comes from the Lucky Palette Vegetarian Meal Service. Lucky Palette delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to the home and business throughout the greater Seattle area. For more information, call area code 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalette.com. Each meal is prepared in small batches with no preservatives. You'll never have to worry again about what's for dinner.
Work is to help our students become aware of who they actually are. Whether you are just exploring the idea of teaching yoga, or a seasoned teacher who needs to keep up your skills, or someone who wants to deepen your practice, our programs are created with you in mind and are approved by Yoga Alliance and licensed by the state of Washington. We offer three levels of training so you can progress at the pace that respects your lifestyle and resources. For more information, go to yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.